The art of open communication in relationships. When we talk about what helps relationships last, we often think of love, attraction, shared dreams. But underneath all of that, what truly sustains intimacy is something much quieter. It's communication. Not in the sense of getting it right, not saying the perfect thing, but the feeling that there is space for both people to arrive as they are. Messy feelings, unfinished thoughts, vulnerable truths that don't yet have language. This kind of communication isn't automatic. It's something we grow into, something that deepens. And as we learn to be more present with each other, listening is often where it begins. When someone you love opens up, they're not just sharing words, they're sharing an inner landscape. Being there with them means listening with curiosity, with care, without needing to shape or tidy what's being offered. Sometimes the most supportive thing you can offer is a simple openness, a sense of, you don't need to have this figured out for me, you can just bring it as it is. That kind of listening lets the body relax and allows truth to surface without fear of being judged or corrected. And your voice matters too. So many people learn to quiet themselves in order to keep things calm. Others speak only when the pressure has built too high. Neither of those paths feels good for long. Sharing honestly works best when there's gentleness on both sides. You don't need perfect words, and you don't need certainty, just a willingness to say, "This matters to me, and I want to let you see what's here." When you speak from your own experience, when you stay close to how something feels inside you, the conversation naturally softens. It becomes less about being right and more about being real. And then there are the harder conversations, the ones we hesitate around, the ones that feel tender to touch. These moments don't mean something has gone wrong. They often mean the relationship matters enough to invite honesty. Approaching them slowly, with care, changes everything. When the intention is connection, even difficult truths can be held with love. Over time, this is how trust grows. Not through avoiding discomfort, but through meeting it together. Healthy communication isn't about never disagreeing. It's about creating a shared space where both people feel safe to be human. It's in these quieter, braver moments that intimacy deepens. Because when you listen with presence, speak with kindness, and stay open through uncertainty, you're not just exchanging words, you're building a relationship that can hold all of you. And if you're noticing places where communication feels blocked or fragile, you don't have to navigate that alone. There are gentle ways to understand your patterns, to soften old habits, and to open the door to something more connected. Your voice matters, your experience matters, and you deserve relationships where both can be held with care.